good tribal influence in this one. The drum arrangement is absolutely superb. Could not have asked for a better remix. Big ups, Untold, for that one. Originally done by Roman Deman. Try saying that one 10 times fast. Okay, we're going to cross the pond back to British Columbia. This is a brand new remix, or rather an original, by Subcore, representing Vancouver Island. This one is called Duddy Woman. You're really going to like the kind of reggae influence in this one. It's going to flow nicely, so stay with me. Subcore kind of has that future garage juke influence, which is very, very unique. Definitely has that 808 style in there, representing BC, West Coast vibes all the way, bass music at its finest. Expect many big things from Subcore. I believe he has some releases planned out for 10 Pin Records, which is Max Ulyss's brand new label, as well as other forthcoming gigs. So make sure to visit him on his SoundCloud, Sub-C-O-R-R. His name's Corey, so hence the double R in Subcore. He also has some forthcoming business on Hexadecibel's label, Gradient Audio. So keep your eyes out.
Perfect. And what we got going on might leave us.
you guys haven't recognized this infamous sound, it is the duo from Toronto, Zed's Dead. This is a free download they gave away not too long ago, but they've taken it down off their SoundCloud, but you can find it at dubstep.net. Definitely has Zed's Dead written all over it. Their classic, their own unique style definitely sets their tunes apart from other bangers you heard played out. We are going to have to take a short break momentarily, but stay with me. Like I said, I have two tickets, or rather, a guest list spot and a plus one for Nick Grit and Too Fresh tomorrow at Fortune. I'll be giving that away. You'll have the chance to call in about 40, 45 minutes, so stay with me. As well, after the break, I got a brand new one, unreleased from Neon Steve. It's a little bit of a re-rub he did of Zed's Dead and Killabit's tune, Bass Mentality. And if this is your first time tuning in to The Basement, I play all kinds of bass music, whether it's dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop. I like to keep it West Coast styles, representing the Canadian flavors, the local flavors, and also supporting the various shows going on in our city. So stay with me.
Music, the art of sound and time. Waste, to cause to lose energy, strength, or vigor. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual independent cultural festival, accepting submissions until March 31st. The festival will run from June 7th through the 10th at venues across East Vancouver and, as always, will focus on the city's more innovative and genre-defying music. Don't forget to also mark your calendars for a fundraiser planned for April 6th at the Astoria Hotel. To submit to become a part of Music Waste, just visit musicwaste.ca.
As promised, here is a Neon Steve re-rub of the infamous Bass Mentality by ZZ and the Killabits. More Canadian styles for you. Neon Steve is from the island as well. This one he'll be giving away in a few weeks, but I got a little bit of a preview. He said that this is what he uses to change genres, or rather change tempos. For those of you familiar with Neon Steve, you probably know that he's changing his styles lately. Usually he's known for that funky breakbeat influence. A few weeks ago I featured a tune unreleased by him, more of the liquid drum and bass kind of styles. And this Moombaton influence, this Moombaton re-rub even, very, very, very unique. And I'm very excited to hear Neon Steve at Loki Music Festival, July long weekend in British Columbia. Loki Music Festival, ladies and gentlemen. An amazing Canadian lineup, and it's going to be good vibes. Uh-oh, here we go. Some serious production skill in that one. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, a few weeks he'll be giving this away for free download. Make sure to track down Neon Steve on his SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Neon Steve. Originally done by the Killabits and Zed's Dead, this was the Neon Steve re-rub of Bass Mentality. Absolutely killer remix. I would love to hear that played out. Just playing around with samples, oh yeah. And keeping with the Moombaton funky flavors, Vancouver locals The Funk Hunters just released a EP, a 4-track EP on Resoul Records. This is Fully Loaded Volume 1, so that can only make you think that there's going to be more volumes. I don't know, like, they're hinting there. Anyways, this tune, absolutely huge. It's called Slippery Addict.
Who's big it up?
If you guys have any questions, comments, contributions, give us a call here in the station, 604-822-2487. Once again, that's 604-822-CITR.
Freaky,
If you're digging these sounds, the Funk Hunters is doing a show not too long from now. April 7th at Fortune Sound Club, ladies and gentlemen. Mark down the date. April 7th. Fortune Sound Club. And if you're ever at a loss of things to do, a great resource to find bass music events in Vancouver and beyond, shahdjs.com/events. shahdjs.com. A great day-by-day, month-by-month breakdown of all the events, regardless of crew, regardless of venue. It's all there, so check it out. Wow, that one must have been a lot of fun to make. Big ups, Funk Hunters. Once again, that is off their brand new EP on Resoul Records, and that tune is called Slippery Addict. The Funk Hunters, ladies and gentlemen. And coming in is a remix by probably one of the best EPs I've heard released on Matt Decent, Diplo's label. Keto and Rhea Lee came together and did an EP, a four-track EP called Sweet Talk. Now, that's been out for a little bit, maybe almost a year now. And Dylan Francis has come along and done a little bit of a remix and put his Moombahcore influence on the tune. And wow. He kept the vocals, and he just, it's a fantastic remix. Like, I'll leave it at that. I'll let the tune speak for itself.
Yeah.
part about the tune is how it has the build-up, but it doesn't completely calm down like it does in most tunes. Like, either you have the first drop and then the second drop, and maybe a melodic bit in the middle, but this one, after the first drop, it just keeps it going, you know, nice and chill with the vocals, and has that great arrangement that Dylan Francis is so infamous for. He is definitely a name that I would love to see at the festivals this season. I've heard amazing things, and that his energy is just incredible. Dylan Francis, everyone. And in case you're wondering about the original of that last tune, Keto and Rhea Lee. And that one's called Sweet Talk. It was from their 4-track EP they put out on Mad Decent last year. In March, actually. Wow. But keeping with the kind of Moomba vibes and the 130-ish, 120-ish flavors and the amazing drums. I love good drums. This one is off of Wheel and Deal Records. That's N-Type's imprint. This is called Belly. It's by Soap Dodgers. I don't know why they would call themselves that, but it's a fun little funky tune you'll enjoy. Listening to Flailer Radio last night. It's essentially the equivalent on UVic's campus radio station, and they were interviewing Amy from the Dub Selecta blog, and she was talking about how she had a conversation with Scream at the Scream and Benga show in Vancouver last week, and she was saying, Scream was saying how his favorite new style or favorite new kind of thing to play is this kind of 130 BPM, just slower than dubstep, but a lot more fun and a lot more, energy, it seems. So you heard it here first, guys. This is the future. And just to add to that, Scream also said that he was going to be producing a lot of this kind of tempo in the future, or rather, he's producing it now and has a lot of forthcoming releases, so be mindful of that and keep your eyes and ears out for forthcoming Scream business. He's definitely one never to disappoint. Dropping. again. This one's called Belly by Soap Dodgers. And that one was put out on Wheel and Deal Records out of the UK. Just a quick FYI, this may offend some young or not young listeners. And this does not reflect me.
Different shit.
This one's called I'm On That. This is the AC Slater remix. Fantastic, fantastic tune. It definitely gets any crowd ready for action. Features 08O on the vocals. Definitely a big one. AC Slater on the remix, Classics and Villains did the original. 08O on the MC Business, and that is called I'm On It. Gotta love those drums. I am a sucker for good drums and a great arrangement, and AC Slater definitely did that one justice. Make sure to check out more of AC Slater. He just put out a few new tunes. Can't remember the label, but definitely worth some time. Or check out his own label, Party Like Us Records. The acronym for that is PLUR. I wonder if that's just coincidence or if he planned it out that way. And also check out Trouble and Bass Records. He has lots of, effing awesome business on that label, which is Drop the Limes imprint. Gonna totally change up the pace, the tempo, the styles. Gonna turn into a little bit of dubstep action right now. This is a brand new one from Benga. It's called I Will Never Change. This one's a little bit of an anthem. I will say from experience, when I heard him drop this, the crowd not only rose their hands in unison, but just when the drop dropped, they just, it was a jungle. Big ups, Banga. This is I Will Never Change. Magnetic Man-esque. Once again, I Will Never Change by Benga. In my opinion, Benga is probably a pioneer of dubstep, or at least UK garage. He's definitely made dubstep today what it is. I guess that sentence was a little backwards. And this little funky number is by Whittler. Probably one of the most unique and diverse producers I'm familiar with, right up there next to Grammatic and Pretty Lights. This one's called Exposed with Mary P. It's available for free download on his website, so make sure to check that one out. It's on the album B-Sides and Bootlegs. those of you just tuning in right now, my name's Rhett Olson, and this show is called The Basement, where I like to explore the diversity of bass music, whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, breakbeat, ghetto funk, or anything in between and or beyond. In about 10-15 minutes time, I'll be giving away tickets to the Too Fresh and Nick Grit show tomorrow night at Fortune Sound Cloud. Not Fortune Sound Cloud. Fortune Sound Club. Wow. So stay with me for details how you can call in and win. Said this one's free download. You can get the whole album at thewiddler.com. Absolutely love this tune. Mary P and the Widdler. This one's Exposed.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was a little bit of a weird PSA, but that show, Synaptic Sandwich, is definitely worth a listen. CITR.ca is where you got to go to figure out the timetable and all that business. And while you're there, in case you can't catch the whole show, all of the recorded shows, my show included, is there. CITR.ca for you to download, stream, whatever. beautiful vocals, beautiful production, brought to you by Bulletproof out of New Zealand, as well as Jesse G, on the vocals. Beautiful voice Jesse has. This tune's called Am I the Only One? A short one, but what it doesn't have in length, it has in quality. Wow. I love those vocals. So sexy and so deep. And we're definitely going to take a 180 here. Brand new one from Rusko off of his new release on Mad Decent from the album Songs. This one's called Dirty Sexy. Very Rusko-esque. He definitely keeps his original flavors with the crazy kind of video gamey synths as well as the kind of hip-hoppy influence there. Anyways, that's off of Rusko's brand new album, Songs, out on Mad Decent. And as I've been boasting for the last few weeks, I'm about to give away tickets to the Nick Grit and Too Fresh show happening tomorrow at Fortune Sound Club. Very excited. The way you can win is to call into the station here right now. Number is 604-822-2487. First one to call in wins. 604-822-CITR. We'll be right back. In the background right now is an original by Nick Grit. It's called Euthanizing a Dream, and I don't know why you'd want to euthanize a dream, but I definitely dig that name. Looking forward to the show tomorrow. Nick Grit definitely has a great crossover style in between glitch hop and dubstep. Lots of unique flavors in there. Lots of purple-esque influence. It's definitely going to be a good show. Big ups to Anthony for calling in and taking the winning guest list spot. Big ups. And this tune kind of brings us to the end of the dubstep portion. We're going to speed up the tempo a little bit, go into some drum and bass. Very, very excited about the show tonight. I will be at 560 at Falsoween. If you guys are looking for something to do, great resource, shahdjs.com/events. shahdjs.com. Great day by day, month by month breakdown of all the crews, all the venues, all the bass events happening in Vancouver. Great resource. Remember it. And this is a little bit of a dance floor classic. Hopefully you, it rings some bells. It's called Get Ready, and this is the Rack and Ruin remix. definitely ready to rock steady. Wow, I love this tune. It's called Get Ready. This is the Rack and Ruin remix. Originally, it's done by Tenorfly, Daddy Freddy, and Nancy Correa. Epic tune right there. I love jungle music. I really do. And speaking of jungle music, I have some great jungle flavors coming from Vancouverites. B-Traits just put out a release on Digital Soundboy. I got a unreleased, fresh out of the oven, unsigned collaboration between JF Killa and Erratic. Really excited for that one. As well as a fresh collaboration by Dark Arps and... Nope, scratch that. Don't have that tune. I'm sorry, I'm a liar. But this one I do have. This one is one of my favorite tunes of all time by one of my most favorite producers in British Columbia, Sticky Buds. Sticky Buds is definitely making his mark. Has a release on Ghetto Funk. He has a release on Decline's label, Rat Records. This tune is called Guaranteed. Buds representing Kelowna, British Columbia, and that one's called Guaranteed. Looking forward to festival season, catching Sticky Buds at the Fractal Forest. Although the Shambhala lineup is not released, Sticky Buds is almost a guaranteed spot. He's definitely earned it. If you're just tuning in right now, this show is called The Basement. You got me here till 10:30. But for the time being, let's take a short break.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hopefully you guys enjoy shaking your booties, because this one will definitely get you grooving. A little bit of a breakbeat disco crossover. This one's by Neighbor and Spilt Milk. Neighbor is most known for his live sets. He essentially comes up on stage in his full, you know, instruments, guitars, etc., and he puts on quite a show, and he'll be doing this exact routine at Club 560 tonight at Falsoween. Very excited. Halloween comes twice a year, ladies and gentlemen. October 31st is, you know, normal, but tonight, and usually April Fool's Day, but tonight, Falsoween strikes us for its fifth year. Still tickets available at the door if you feel so inclined. Falsoween. And this tune is called Load More Booty, so get ready.
Keep moving, my name's Chirac. Homeboys only, let the bass drop. Keep shaking that booty over time. You get yours and I'll get mine. Keep bumping, let the rhythm go. Get nasty, do it to the tempo. Well, are you ready? Let's get hyped now. Come on, get down, moving. Don't stop for nothing. Touch your butt and y'all keep bumping. Feel the bass line, the track is bumping. Just like that, girl, I'm humping. Like a dog, I feel the freak in me.
Flavors aside, we're gonna go straight back into the drum and bass. This next one is a brand new release that I've been holding on to for a really, really long time. I got a promo copy of it for my side project, the Van City Drop, which is a podcast I co-host, vancitydrop.com, for all kinds of emerging artists, unheard, unreleased tunes. And speaking of unreleased tunes, this one just got released. It's by Vancouverite B Traits. This is her first release, maybe not first release, but a release on Digital Soundboy Records, Shy FX label. Absolutely love this one. Love the piano strings. This has anthem written all over it. Elizabeth Troy on the vocals. And the album release also features remixes by Eats Everything, D Bridge, and more. little tune, that catchy little number is by B-Traits. Really, really happy to say this girl's from Vancouver, making her mark in the UK. That one's called Fever, featuring Elizabeth Troy on the vocals. Love the piano strings. Very, very catchy. I would love to hear that one dropped. And speaking of loves of my life, this is a brand new tune, unsigned, unreleased, by Shaw DJ's members, JF Killa and Erratic. This one is called Gangster, for just cause, for just reason. It is a gangster. Record labels out there, this tune is unsigned. Check out soundcloud.com/erratic, E-R-A-D-I-K, to get a hold of him, or visit shahdjs.com, S-H-A-H-DJs.com. This is an epic tune brought to you by JF Killa and Erratic, members of the Shaw DJs crew here in British Columbia, Vancouver. And wow, this tune, it speaks for itself. It's a gangster. It's fat. It's big. It's huge. Like, these are the first words that come to mind. Gangster. I'm very excited to see Erratic perform tonight. Last time I saw him, he laid it down. He made the crowd move for 90 minutes straight. No sitting down, no breaks. Absolutely incredible. He has a very unique jungle kind of J-Tech influence, which really sets him apart from other DJs out there. And his counterpart, JF Killa, equally as talented, likes to incorporate a lot of electro, lots of deep flavors into her sets, but she's 100% DMB for life. But I'm not necessarily the same. I like everything. And that's why on the show I like to play everything. Hopefully you guys had a good time sitting out there. If you couldn't catch the whole set, make sure to visit CITR.ca, track down my show, and download the recorded version. Stream it, play it, share it, whatever. Also, follow me on Twitter, The Basement Show, or find me on Facebook, The Basement on CITR. And that brings us to the end of DMB. I'm going to go into a fat dubstep tune. A little bit old. You'll probably remember this. It's a collaboration between Bro Safari, who's actually now making Moombaton, more Moombaton-esque flavors, and Sluggo. This one's called Reckless. And turn up those subs. It gets heavy.
Got shot down.
This one's definitely a big tune, but in between all the sounds, you really kind of take notice of the arrangement and just the diversity of sounds. It's one thing to take dubstep and kind of recycle those same old kind of sounds, same old kind of production styles that you hear all the time, but this one definitely incorporates all kinds of flavors. Once again, it's called Reckless by Bro Safari and Sluggo. Lots of grime in that one, lots of grime.
And drop a 45, 45, 45.
But we're going to start to put the grind behind us, kind of end on a soft note, bring it back home, some Canadian vibes. This next tune is featured on Ill Methodology, Ill Gates' first full-length album, put out on Moody Records. Moody Music, being probably North America's leading glitch hop label. Very excited. This is a collaboration he's done with Mimosa. When I think of West Coast bass music, I think of Mimosa. He's also playing tonight at Celebrities Nightclub on Davie Street. Once again, this is Ill Gates and Mimosa and their collaboration, Never Alone. After this, I'm going to end with my favorite Librarian tune, Mount Angel, featured on East Van Digital.